Okay, so this question, 38-year-old man who has 3-month history of muscle aches and fatigue, and he had a ureteral calculus a year ago, and a technetium 99 scan shows a nodule in the central neck. And the question is simply asking which gene could be involved. Okay, so ureteral calculus, okay, plus a nodule in the central neck. This is referring to parathyroid adenoma. Okay, this is going to be primary hyperparathyroidism causing increased serum calcium, and that could be a justification for his ureteral calculus, right? So students will ask, well, couldn't like a technetium 99 scan technically show a thyroid nodule, not parathyroid? Sure, but that wouldn't necessarily, if you had a toxic adenoma secreting T3, T4, why would that relate to a ureteral calculus? Plus, there's not really much else to go by. Fatigue could be hypothyroidism, maybe, but not hyper, really. The bottom line is the scan is showing a parathyroid adenoma, not a thyroid adenoma. So we look at the genes and we say which one could be related to parathyroid? And the only answer is MEN1. Okay, so when we talk about the multiple endocrine neoplasia syndromes, MEN1 is going to be pancreas, pituitary, parathyroid. So your pituitary can be any adenoma, usually prolactinoma. Parathyroid can be diffuse hyperplasia, the four glands, or it can be parathyroid adenoma. And then your pancreas, any pancreatic cancer for the most part, but classically Zollinger-Ellison syndrome, gastrinoma with ulcers. Students say, but I don't get it. There's no other manifestations of MEN1 here. They're not talking about ulcers or bitemporal hemianopia for pituitary adenoma. Like, why would this in and of itself be sufficient to say MEN1? I agree. It's pretty limited in terms of the information, but this is the question, nevertheless, from NBME. So I wrote this question, but the material, this is stuff I cover from USMLE NBME material with students for step one. And so we are nevertheless in a position where we're forced to choose a gene with just parathyroid as our stem. So that's MEN1. That satisfies MEN1. They could have had RET here. Okay. RET is not listed. RET refers to MEN2A and 2B. 2A only includes parathyroid. So that's why RET is not also listed, because it could also be correct since we don't have much information. MEN2A, of course, being parathyroid adenoma or hyperplasia, and then it will be pheochromocytoma and also medullary thyroid carcinoma, okay, or medullary thyroid carcinoma. That's MEN2A, that's RET gene. MEN2B does not include parathyroid, but would be pheochromocytoma, medullary thyroid carcinoma, and mucosal neuromas, weird tumors of the oral cavity generally, and also Marfanoid body habitus. All right, so they'll give you a guy who's like 6'5", sounds like Marfan syndrome, but then they'll say he also had, or his mom had, a tumor removed from the neck, and they're talking about medullary thyroid carcinoma, and it's MEN2B, not Marfan syndrome. So anyway, this is MEN1, okay? Once again, pituitary, pancreas, parathyroid, and this is our parathyroid. FBN1 slash FBN2 refers to Marfan syndrome. Clearly not our diagnosis here. That's mutation in fibrillin. Okay, fibrillin is a glycoprotein that forms a sheath around elastin. It has nothing to do with collagen. That's a factoid that's important for you, is literally quote, fibrillin is a glycoprotein that forms a sheath around elastin. Nothing to do with collagen. Okay, people fuck that up. They confuse it. So that's Marfan syndrome. Obviously, a lot we can chat about, but tall, lanky person, arachnodactyly, long fingers, you get flat feet, pes planus. You can get chest wall abnormalities like pectus excavatum, where the chest goes in, pectus carinatum goes out. And you can get vascular issues such as mitral valve prolapse, aortic regurgitation, increased risk of aortic dissection. There is no increased risk of perianeurysm with Marfan syndrome. At least for USMLE purposes, okay? So when we talk about perianeurysm, the sacular aneurysm, circle of Willis, don't fuck that up. That's Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. That's collagen type 3 when we talk about Ehlers-Danlos vascular subtype and autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, but not Marfan syndrome. People conflate that information. So a lot I can chat about, but I'll just stay focused here. NF1 is classically going to be cafe au lait spots. They'll just be hype. They'll describe them as hyperpigmented macules. You can have axillary, or groin freckling. You can have neurofibromas. They're just nodules on the skin, essentially. You can have leash nodules. They're iris hamartomas. You can get pheochromocytoma. And you can get weird, like I just say weird brain tumors, like ependymoma, oligodendroglioma. That's classically NF1, okay? NF2 is going to be your bilateral acoustic schwannomas. Obviously, the schwannomas are not going to occur at the same exact time. They could just say there's a schwannoma, generally like a youngish person, young adult maybe, but that would be NF2, okay? You can get other things like meningioma, but if the USMLE wants NF2, they're going to focus around schwannomas, okay? Now, VHL, von Hippel-Lindau, will cause cerebellar and retinal hemangioblastomas, can also cause renal cell carcinoma, which can be bilateral. Now, the reason I paused for a second is because the retinal, I said VHL causes cerebellar and retinal hemangioblastomas. Some students mix up the retinal hemangioblastomas with NF1, which has the leash nodules, the iris hamartomas. So don't confuse that, okay? VHL, retinal hemangioblastomas, cerebellar hemangioblastomas. It's constitutive activation of hypoxia-inducible factors, so you get vascular growth. A lot we can chat about in terms of the genes, the chromosomes, all that stuff. FBN1, FBN2, chromosome 15, autosomal dominant, NF1, chromosome 17, AD, NF2, chromosome 22, autosomal dominant, VHL, chromosome 3, autosomal dominant. M1, I'm actually not sure. It's like, ooh, wow. Oh, and actually, no, I think that's chromosome 11. I think MEN1 is chromosome 11, and RET is chromosome 10, I believe. I could watch this video/audio, listen to this audio later on, and be like, no, I was fucking wrong, but I'm pretty sure MEN1 is actually chromosome 11, and RET is chromosome 10. But don't quote me on that. That's pretty much it, all right? So as I said, we just have a limited vignette of parathyroid adenoma, and we're forced to choose a gene here, and MEN1 is our best answer because it's pancreas, pituitary, parathyroid. Okay, that's it.